Live, local first, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And it's always fun to have a guest in studio who drops something on you right before you go on the air that you know you can't talk about on the air. And that just happened to me. And our guest in studio is a gentleman thousands of people around this region know, and just about everybody, gosh, in Fargo-Moorhead knows him. His name is Irv Iniger. Longtime NDSU basketball coach, longtime fundraiser extraordinaire, longtime charity guy, longtime board of directors guy, longtime everything in our community. But in the past year or so, Irv took a different direction in his life on a temporary basis. And shockingly, it's worked out well for him and the kids who are involved with him, because he is coaching the Park Christian Falcons boys basketball team over in Moorhead, a little private faith-based school. And lo and behold, they give the coaching reins over to Irv, and you know what happens next? The Park Christian boys are going to their first state tournament ever. Irv Iniger, big smile on your face. Congratulations. Way to go.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a real fun trip for me. And after being out 22 years, you think, you know, what do you do and how are you going to do things? And I threw all my stuff away. And so, I mean, I gave all my stuff away, and then I had to go back and beg from some of my assistant coaches to say, do you have any of that stuff I used to coach with? And but, you know, probably, Mike, the biggest thing that's happened to me this year, my relationship with my son, which has always been good, who coaches down in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm, yep. You know, he took the girls' team down there at Minnetonka twice the state tournament. He has been an unbelievable resource for me this year. It's kind of fun to be able to connect with your son. And I know that in town here, if you look over with Davies, when you've got the, and I know those guys over there, I mean, what a great job they've done. But Gene, I've known for years, and well, Bart, we recruited, yep. You know, and Brett and Bart traveled. We go to Kentucky, and they go to all these camps together in the summer, so they got to know each other. So, you know, there's some great connections, but that's probably one of the greatest thrills I've had this year is that Bart, in fact, I've been on the phone with Bart most of the day yesterday on some stuff that this team's going to do some creative things, and he's been a major help. He's emailing me all day today.
That's cool. And by the way, we call it the Manson Mafia down there, Davies. That's what we call it. The Manson, Gene Manson, longtime Mafia member up there in Minot. Just kidding, Gene.
Totally agree. I think you're accurate.
The Godfather, call him back in the sports writing days. So let me ask you this, Irv. You're coaching Park Christian, as I said, which is a small Class A school over in Moorhead. And this, you're only going to do it this one year. You're just coaching the Falcons this one year. What goaded you to get back into the coaching game? Because I'm actually shocked that it's been that long since you coached at NDSU. I know some water has gone under the bridge, but gosh, that 20-some years is a long time to be without coaching.
Well, isn't that something I wanted to do? I mean, very honestly, Mike, I had a guy come to me, a great friend of mine, Kent Satrang, and it was a big sponsor of you here in the show. Yeah. And he came to me and said, would you pray? The Park Christian just opened up. Would you pray for this? And I said, I'm not praying real hard for this. This is not something I really want. I said, I've been out 21 years, 22 years. And he came back about 10 days later and said, well, were you praying? I said, I told you I'm not praying real hard for this. And literally he said, well, come on over. I said, okay, maybe I can help someone get the job or something. And so I went over and I got unbelievably excited about it. And never coached high school before. And I asked my wife to go over, and she went over. She had to Google it to find out where it was, which is most of the people in our community don't even know where Park Christian is.
Right over by All-Star Bowl in North Moorhead.
Yeah, you got it. You're very good, Mike. There aren't many people that know that, I can tell you that, except the ones that bowl there. And it took me about 2 months, and I thought, am I really crazy? And when I told my son this, he said, are you crazy, Dad? And I think my wife thought that too, but it's been an unbelievable blessing. I've just really, really fallen in love with it, and I've got a great coaching staff. It's a great school, and I mean, it's just been fun.
Well, and you've mentioned, you know, you prayed and how you're blessed, and if people don't know you, Irv, you're a man of deep faith. You're a very faithful man, and Park Christian is a faith-based school. How big of a deal was that to get you back into coaching a high school team?
It was the only deal, because I wouldn't. You'll get a kick out of this, Mike. When I was told Bart, when I was talking about it, and I talked to both my boys, Bart and Brett, but Bart was the main one, and I said, you know, I'm going to do this, and he said, Dad, are you crazy? He said, literally, Dad, if you would be at a public school, they'd throw you out in a half an hour. They wouldn't even wait. And I said, I'm not going to be at a public school. I'm going to be at a private school where I can share my faith. And I think that was a whole impetus behind it, you know, because we do devotions and prayer and all these things every day. I mean, it's just part of our culture over there. Every student, Mike, which I'm really proud of over there, has 80 hours of community work they got to do. That's right up my line. You know that.
No, it is. Yeah,
they give back.
That is you. That's the perfect situation for you.
So if you look at the whole scenario and situation, it was just perfect fit for me. But I told him, I said, I'm 69 years old, and I said, I'm only going to do it for 1 year if I can mentor a young man to take over for me.
And that's going to be who?
Josh Lee.
Okay, he'll take over next year for sure.
He still has to go through the interviewing process, sure. But I would be shocked, dumbfounded if he wouldn't take over. He's done a marvelous job. He's a young kid, and it's been fun working with him. It's fun to see his enthusiasm. It's fun to see how we interconnect. But I've got other people that have helped me, Randy Schauer, who was a mm-hmm. coach there yep. for years. Randy's volunteered for me all year. Ray Quavlog's done all my scouting for me. And literally, Reed Roysom's another guy that's taken the C team. So I just walk in. I mean, Rochelle Richardson, who is the athletic director, takes care of everything. Basically, I just have to walk in and coach.
So how different is it coaching high school kids? This is your first time ever coaching high school kids, and you coach college kids for a long time, but it's been a while since you've been out of the game. Basketball coaches, even those who are very gentle and good men like you, Irv, can get fired up sometimes. And yell at people and get worked up because that's what you do. You're competitive. You want to win basketball games. So has it been a challenge for you? And how different is it to coach high school kids?
Well, you'll like this, Mike. Yes, it was. And I told the administration when they interviewed me, I said, do you know what I'm like? Because you do know what mm-hmm. I'm like. And I'm very intense. I've never sworn at any of my kids. And I said, but I'm going to get in your face because I'm not going to like what you do. And I said, are you going to be able to handle that? And actually, when I did the interview, they said, that's exactly what Park needs right now. And it was really interesting to me because I started getting on kids. You know, they'd cut through the lane, not being where they're supposed to be, and I'm screaming at them. But what my basic premise was, I said, well, why did I yell at you? And I said, you tell me. I said, then why am I yelling at you? I said, I shouldn't be yelling at you. You should be doing what you're supposed to do. And I said, I'm going to yell at you. Well, I had a mother that got on my case right off the bat and quoted a lot of scripture, which I appreciated. I mean, that's the way it works over there. And I was real appreciative. And a month later, she apologized. She said, I know what you're trying to do. And that kid has helped us this year.
That's good. So have you had other people push back? Have you got some nasty emails, anything like that, from people saying, wait a second here, you're yelling and screaming at kids?
Not really. I've had a couple. I had one email that disturbed me a little bit from the standpoint of she felt like I should be practicing dribbling, passing, and shooting. Well, Mike, you know, you've played sports. You golf. You know what? I have time to do fundamentals and those kind of things are in the summer. I got to mm-hmm. get offenses, defense, and all these other things in. And so I went to this kid because we had open gym all summer at 6 a.m. in the morning and had a great turnout. This kid never came once. Never once. Hmm. And those are the kind of things you get. So you just got to have to read through it and look at it and know what you're doing. You've got to feel strongly about. And the administration's been phenomenal to work with. Kent Hannestad and I'll tell you, Chris Nellermo are just great administrators, and my athletic director has been they've been great people to work with.
Cool. Irv Inninger, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, need to take a break. It is 2:22 on the Mighty 790 KFGO. On this Monday afternoon, Irv Inninger in studio with us for a few more minutes before we let him go to get back to basketball practice because his team, Park Christian, has a big game coming up. Is it Thursday is the first round, Irv?
Thursday at 11 o'clock.
At where?
At Williams Arena.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
kids get
really
to play
is.
Williams Arena.
Well, I played there when I was at Indiana,
yeah, yep.
And I've coached there when I was with the Bison.
That's
so
right.
I've been there both sides of it. And so the kids are so excited about playing there.
It has a raised floor, so don't back up and fall off the floor. Okay?
I'm planning on standing on the floor, Mike.
Perfect.
I don't sit very much.
So you're playing Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa, which is west central Minnesota, kind of south of Alexandria, south of Melrose that way. Or what does this team have? They're pretty good, aren't they?
Well, they've only lost 4 games in 4 years.
Oh,
I mean,
so they're
great. And they didn't make it to the tournament last year. They lost right the last round to Wheaton. They used to be in our section, and mm-hmm. now they moved over to this other section. They're big. Big for 1A school. I mean, they're 6'7", 6'4", 6'5", and 6'2", 6'2". Well, we just don't have that kind of matchups.
Yeah.
But they're very athletic. They get up and down the floor. They dunk a lot. They like to get an up-tempo style ball. and they're very well coached. And I mean, they've played mostly 2A schools this year, and the only team that's beaten them, and then they've won 28 straight, is Apple Valley. And we were talking about Apple Valley. Got one of the best players in the who's going to Duke. And so, I mean, we know that they are a very good team. So we know what I've already picked up what they do. We've had four coaches on the phone all day. In fact, Mike, it's really kind of crazy. Almost every halftime or before the game would start, I'd have a coach come up that I'm coaching against, and he'd say, "Well, I was at your basketball camp." So I thought, oh, brother. And so today I get an email from a guy that I coached his father. And I'm trying to get a film. You know, you're trying to get some film of these guys. And so I coach. So that's how old I am. But anyway, I mean, but we just know this is a well put together team. They're driven, but we're driven too. I mean, I know it's really fun. We're the eighth seed. They're the number one seed. So when I go to practice today, my players are going to hear me moan and cry about how nobody has any respect for us, and we're the lowest of the low. And so we're going to have a lot of fun trying to get in our kids' heads a little bit here in the next couple of days.
So throw some names out there, because if people don't know around town here, who are some of your better players? Who are some of the kids that you're going to lean on to try to beat BBE on Thursday?
Well, Hunter has blocked 219 shots this year. In fact, Mike, you'll appreciate this. The one that's all-time leader in blocked shots is Prisbilla. And he went to Minnesota and went on to play with the Portland Trailblazers. Hunter, if he blocks six shots this Thursday, you'll be in second place all time. And Rickert was in there.
Rick Rickert,
There's a guy from UND, I think, was in the top five that went to UND. I'm not sure who the name is, but I think he was in the top five. So Hunter is a very good player. And what people don't realize is we lost nine games this year, but I lost Hunter. He broke his wrist. And so he missed two games. Plus, he had to wear a cast on his right hand, had to shoot free throws on the left hand. And then Matt Moberg is our leading scorer, just an outstanding athlete. He's going to go to NDSU on a track scholarship. Okay. He's a long jumper, was number two in the state in Minnesota.
He's an athlete.
Zach Quavlog's our point guard. He's only about 5'8". Everybody loves him. He probably cheats in that. He's probably less than that. But he's a fierce, fierce competitor, and he is just coming into his own right now. He's been very unselfish lately and just really dishing the ball. He had 10 assists, 12 assists in the last game. So he's done a great job. And then Duncan Hannestad was the kid that threw up six straight threes the other night and did a great job. Just real pleased with him. And then we've got a decent bench. And then Jared Oldsgaard, who was a quarterback on the football team this year, good athlete. He's the only one that isn't in double figures, but I always put him on the toughest defense, man. He just gets in your face.
Cool.
And I love that. And then, like I say, we've got a very decent bench. I got a 6'3", 275 kid that someone ought to be having walk on as a football player, because he can move. Austin Doherty is really good. And then Matt Moberg has a brother, Noah, that's going to be a heck of a player as well and has really helped us down the stretch here.
Just a couple minutes left, Irv. I'm going to turn away from high school basketball for just a minute or two here. Your old team, NDSU, the Bison under Saul Phillips, play tonight in the semifinals of the Summit League tournament. I know you've been following NDSU closely. You have so many ties there. How exciting would it be for you to see this team go back to the NCAA tournament again, like they did with Saul in 2009?
Well, I've been in touch with Saul a lot, and Saul actually and I communicate a lot. He helped me through some things this year as well, and I couldn't be happier for him and the team.
You've got college coaches helping you beat high school kids?
Absolutely. I need all the help I can get, Mike. I mean, I'm almost in the nursing home, so come on.
Okay, yep.
He has been a big help, and I'd be thrilled. Saul and I have been friends. Well, in fact, when the job opened up, he was one of the people that I support, because I was still at NDSU at that time, and he knows that I really felt he would be the man. And I thought, unbelievable job, Mike. It's easy. You know, you have Tim Miles leaving, and then you get Saul coming in, and everybody says, well, he had all this talent, but you still have to win. And he did, you know, and that's the hard part. That's the most difficult part. And he did that, and he's recruited well. I like the way he's done it. He's handled the program well, and it's in good hands. And I would be thrilled to see him in the final 64.
So if he makes it, when he makes it, when the Bison win these next two games and he takes a bigger job in the Missouri Valley Conference or something, Irv, are you coming back to coach the Bison men next season?
No.
Tell us here first. We're breaking news right here.
Well, I spoke over the Moorhead Booster Club, and Saul was on the program that day. And so I got to go first. And so I got up there and I said, you know, Saul, you know, in case things go bad, there's going to be a high school job open next year.
You could go in the other way. I like the way things.
See, you got to look at it both ways.
Irv, thank you. Good luck to you on Thursday, and go down in there and beat him. Okay.
Thanks for having us. I'll tell you what. Don't be surprised at anything. We're going to give it everything we've got.
All right. Irv Inniger, former Bison coach, now the coach of the Park Christian Falcons over in Moorhead. He needs to get to practice.